You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has portrayed the country's midterm election results as an incredible day for his Republican Party. He made the remarks despite a Democratic takeover of the House of Representatives, which figures to lead to far greater restraints on his administration.
The Republican Party defied history to expand our Senate majority while significantly beating expectations in the House for the midterm and midterm year.
The Republicans indeed slightly expanded their control of the Senate, but they lost their majority in the House of Representatives. The division of power in Congress could result in legislative gridlock, even though the two sides are talking differently. Both sides have signalled there may be room for the parties to work together on some issues, such as a package to improve infrastructure or protections against prescription drug price increases. Democrat Nancy Pelosi, expected to run for a second stint as Speaker of the House, says she worked productively with President George W. Bush and would like to do so again with Mr. Trump.
We believe that we have a responsibility to seek common ground where we can. Where we cannot, we must stand our ground, but we must try.
The Democrats will now head House committees expected to investigate the president's tax returns, possible business conflicts of interest, and any links between the 2016 election campaign and Russia. Special counsel Robert Mueller is heading up that investigation. If elected Speaker, Ms. Pelosi says she'll leave any final decisions about such investigations to the committees.
Our committees will make their decisions and make their recommendations to the caucus. But you can be sure of one thing. When we go down any of these paths, we'll know what we're doing and we'll do it right.
Mr. Trump has warned the House Democrats about spending the remaining years of his presidency investigating him and his administration.
We should get along and get deals done. Now we can investigate. They look at us, we look at them, it goes on for 2 years. Then at the end of 2 years, nothing's done.
The midterm election has been the most closely followed in history around the world. This man, among a group of people watching the results coming on television at a Sydney bar, summed up why.
America influences so much of what goes on in our part of the world. They tend to lead the thinking and the attitudes that shape our politics too. So whatever happens in America is a bit of an indicator of trends that might occur in Australia.
In the immediate aftermath of the elections, US Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned, saying it came at the president's request. Mr. Trump was scathing when, just weeks into his presidency, Mr. Sessions recused himself from overseeing the FBI investigation into possible collusion between his campaign and Russia. Mr. Sessions' departure has raised questions over the future of the investigation. His interim replacement, his chief of staff, Matthew Whitaker, is now expected to oversee it. The inquiry has already brought charges against the president's former campaign chairman and other campaign figures, as well as 25 Russians and three firms accused of meddling in the campaign to help Mr. Trump win. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.